WeAudition.com has all sorts of really cool things about it. Because people are members from all over the world, there is no moment in the day or night that you can't sign on and say, I need somebody to help me rehearse a scene. And so you just kind of click on. And then they have other things, like you just say what I'm looking for. I'm supposed to be doing a Southern accent for this audition. Could somebody help me? And so they send out all these things. And so people will sign on and they say, yes, I think it's really cool. And it's really inexpensive. The normal monthly fee is like $10 a month. But if you listen to this podcast and put in the code acting class, it's only $7.50 a month. Anyway, I suggest you try it out because it's really phenomenal. I can't believe I didn't think of it.
Welcome to I Don't Need an Acting Class with Milton Justice.
You all know that we all only remember like negative comments about anything that has to do with our work. I mean, you are aware of that. In the summer of 1967, I was doing summer stock in Reading, Pennsylvania, and I got a review that said rounding out the cast. And I've never forgotten that review because all I could see was they think I'm fat. And then I got another review that said also deserving of nods. And I had this vision that all these people on the streets of Reading, Pennsylvania were walking along, nodding at me. Anyway, so we got an email. We Walker got an email, which I think I need to address because I want to make sure that it's clear what I'm talking about, because I think maybe it's a weirdly obscure idea of what is doable once you figure out what the nature of something is. And of course, what he wrote was, he said, so in other words, if I was looking at the nature of nervous and I was thinking about what was doable, I might go to not looking you in the eye or putting your arms in. And so then I thought, God, acting is so complicated. By doable, we don't mean activities. In other words, when something is doable, it has to do with answering the question, what is going on? And so I will read to you. It's the foreword to a book about the teaching of Jerry Friedman. Jerry Friedman was the first director I worked for in New York. I was his assistant. He was the artistic director of the New York Shakespeare Festival. He directed the most brilliant production of Henry IV, Part 1 and 2 I have ever imagined existed. And then I was his assistant later when he directed Lee J. Cobb and King Lear. And then in Los Angeles, at any rate, Jerry was the head of acting, I think, at Juilliard for many years. And one of his students was Mandy Patinkin. So Mandy wrote the foreword of this book. Okay, so, but in this particular introduction, he says, we were around the table for 3 weeks in total. And at some point in the middle, we get up to do the scene. And I thought, I fucking nailed it. And Jerry said, what did you do? The scene. I understand you did the scene, but what were you doing? And then I sort of describe the scene. Well, the guy comes in and does this and that, you know, sort of what the scene is. And he says, what do you mean, sort of what the scene is? He said, well, I was doing what the scene was. What was that? What were you doing? This. Can you do it again? I think so. Jerry said, you think so? I'm supposed to hire you because you think so? Okay. Then later on, he says, and he's talking about the action. He said, the business of action had to do with spine, with the central nervous system of the being you're trying to portray. Now, I highlighted that and then said that's really confusing. But it's kind of what we keep talking about all the time. Who is this person? Stella would call it the self of the character. Sometimes we call it the core of the character. Sometimes we call it the spine of the character. Then he says, I remember Gerald saying in one scene, what are you doing? I'm talking to them. Well, what are you doing when you're talking to them? I'm trying to get them to pay attention. That's not very active. And finally, I said, I'm rallying them. Jerry said, well, do that. And it was easy. So the point is, what we're trying to do all the time, and when I say, if I use the term doable, sometimes I use the term actable, but what I'm talking about is what is going on. If I'm asking you, so what's going on with her? Then you need, first of all, an actable answer to the question. But if you can grab onto the something that I'm doing, the action that I'm playing, and just keeping in mind, it's not fiddling with props. It's not a physical activity. It's an inner activity. I mean, it's an interaction. Does that make sense, that distinction from one to the other? Does it? Has anybody else had this confusion? What do you think, Michelle? Does this make sense? Because I went through this with Chris Petrovsky, who sent me a tape of one of his auditions. And I said, Chris, I hate to say you've been in California too long, but you're not playing an action. I said, there's nothing going on. I don't know what's going on. And if I ask you what's going on, I am not looking for a plot. I am not looking for the story. That's part of it, but that's not what's going on with your character. I'm not even asking for her psychological state. In other words, what's going on with her? She's confused. Do you see? This is like, you know, really getting to day before opening understanding. That's where, like the guy that wrote me a thing that said she's, if I'm playing nervous. Do you see that you need to develop the ability to say to yourself, confused is an effect. I have to be able, it's absolutely fair for me to say she's confused. It's absolutely fair for me to say she's nervous. It's absolutely fair for me to say he's lost. But I need to be, I'm always looking for something that is doable, something that I can play, something that's actable. So I then, yeah, go ahead.
Is this like one thing, like this whole thing you've been talking about, is it like one thing we should hone in on, you know, where everything else comes off of that, or is that too limiting? Like, I'm honestly, I've done so much work and I'm like, well, I don't know what is going on with her.
I would say, first of all, it changes throughout the play.
Oh, okay.
Is it helpful? I don't want to get stuck on grammar, but just the example you gave, you were saying that while it's perfectly acceptable to say this, it's not the thing we're looking for, which is when you say they are confused, or they are scared, or they are nervous, right? Versus he's rallying, right? So instead of saying an adjective, but to find a verb,
yes,
does that tend to be more accurate?
Yes, and that's exactly. I mean, the bottom line is, but we have two questions up to the moment, but yes, the bottom line is if I can play the verb then it's easier for me to play the impulse. And again, I fiddled around with vocabulary because I want to make it more accessible. Sometimes I can find a catchphrase that has built into it a verb, like, I can't take it anymore. So in other words, that particular impulse could take me into the scene. But Michelle's question is, there will be a series of actions throughout the play. I mean, look, the basis of all of this is that the play is not what we're talking about, but what's going on. If I can have something going on anytime I'm working as an actor, it frees me up. All of this is about, it frees me up. So, in other words, I can have a reason, let's say, Michelle, I'm telling you about this past. I said, so what's going on with you? And you said to me, I need to come to grips with this. You know, that to me is playable. You could tell me the same story, and you could say to me, so what's going on with her? Why am I telling you this story? It's hilarious. Same story, but it's hilarious. And as a director, Giancarlo, and Eric is absolutely right. If I can turn that into an active verb, when I'm working with actors, it will totally free them up. If I say to you, okay, come to grips with it. You know, it's an active verb. It's so much better than when the person said to Wesley, do it again, but make it funnier. I mean, that's one of my favorites. I think I even put that in the book. I was so pleased with it. You know, that's the sort of thing. If somebody said to you, make it funnier, I freeze. But if somebody said to you instead, toy with us, then I might be able to make it funny.
I was just about to ask you, Milton, because I was just on set and the director was asking me for the effect of it. And I was like, I guess for the first time on set, I was clear-minded enough to go, okay, I have to give myself that thing. I have to tell myself what the action is. Because he was like, we were doing the scene and he was like, all right, we're going to do this, but like, do it slower. Right? That's all he said. He's like, do it slower. And then he grabs a camera from the cameraman. He like, grabs a camera from the cameraman. And he's like, in my face with the camera. And I'm like, okay, I'm not going to do that. So then I was thinking to myself, I was like, all right, cool. I need my own action. So I was like, all right, burn these fucking words into his fucking head. That's all I'm going to do. So he thought he did this shit by himself.
I know. You always have to thank them for... It was just the help I needed. But also, that's a great action. I mean, it's a great action because Wesley found a word that he could grab onto that brought him to life. That's what all of this is about. What was it? Burn? What is it?
I was going to burn these fucking words into his head.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant. Because you know exactly how he played it. And you can hold on to that. And by the way, you can do it for 8 performances a week. You can do it for 21 takes. It doesn't matter. Exactly. Because it's, you don't know, you're not memorizing the performance of the lines. What you know is the action. You know what you're doing.
Because, right? So I got the script 2 days before. I got on set, script changed. Completely changed. So we were practicing before, I was just like, I'm not worried about the script. I'll worry about it when I get on set. But I know what this guy's doing. And again, it worked out again for not memorizing the script. Or having it blocked in a certain way with the words, because it never almost stays. Because the director gets on set, he's like, nah, I don't like it. We're doing something else. That's it. He just meant the whole fucking thing away. He was like, oh, the character comes in. He's like, nah, it doesn't work in this room. We're going to do it. You're going to come from the corner. And then so I just started giving myself, like, all right, the impulse for the scene. Like, what am I doing before? So I just started walking around, grabbing shit. And he's like, where are you at? I was like, I'm over here. He's like, oh, that's good. All right, let's go. Like, they're just...
Yes, people that are really kind of confident are much looser about that. I was coaching Justine's sister-in-law, Allison, who's doing a mini-series in Atlanta. And she said, no, the writer's on set, and he's really good about us changing it. And he'll always say, you know, just make it sound much more human. Anyway, but I think it's important to really just have a clear idea what's going on. We always talk about how the play exists on two levels. What am I talking about? And the other level, which is what's going on, what's really going on. And so it is giving you something that is not telling you what performance I want. It is allowing you a creative impulse.
I Don't Need an Acting Class is hosted and created by Milton Justice. Senior producer is me, Walker Vreeland, and director of online media is Evan Sollers. Music by Jeffrey Keyser Trio, May This Be Love, from their album On My Way to You. If you have a moment, please rate us and review us on Apple Podcasts. It helps other people find us. And if you would like to send an email, if you have a question for Milton, you can do so at questionsformilton@gmail.com. Another way to get in touch is on Instagram at I Don't Need an Acting Class. It's brought to you by WeAudition.com, a full service online platform for actors. And if you sign up and use the code Acting Class, get 25% off. Again, get 25% off when you use the code ACTINGCLASS. Again, the website is weaudition.com. Have a fabulous week, everybody, and we will see you back here next time.